Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Morning Beat now. Every now and then we do a segment called Checking In, where Michaela and I, sometimes we check in with each other. Sometimes we check in with our celebrity friends. Sometimes we get the rare honor to check in with our dear, dear friends in real life. Today is one of those times. Joining us now is Elena Shellick. She is a nurse living in New York City. And as we kick off Nurses Week, we thought it would be a great way to celebrate nurses everywhere by bringing my best friend on. Elena, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thanks for having me. And thanks for celebrating Nurses Week.
Thank you for everything you're doing. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Every night at 8 p.m., I hang out my window and scream like a banshee yelling for all the healthcare workers across the state. So we appreciate you.
Do it at 8 because at 7 when they do it in New York, we're never out of work. So.
Oh, no. So wait, are you in New York right now?
Yes.
And so when they start, can you hear it from the hospitals or you don't hear it at all?
I don't hear it at all, but you know, I know people are out there. I hear that, you know, I think it's great, but
On social media and see any of the videos afterwards, or what was that like the first time you realized that, you know, the nation was sort of like rallying behind our nurses?
I mean, it felt great. I mean, I think it's definitely an underappreciated profession, and you know, that you don't want something like this to bring out, you know, people see in nursing and all healthcare workers, but yeah, you know, we get reminders on the sidewalk when we're walking into the hospital. And so that's always nice. And then the community has like really been great and like been providing food and just like, you know, sending little thanks that mean a lot during the day because, you know, now more than ever, things are just really crazy. And, you know, I know when this started, it kind of felt like in Game of Thrones, like winter is coming. And I heard about the first patient that was confirmed positive. And, you know, we just kind of looked around at each other, like they're here, you know, that's how it felt if I had to compare it to anything. And in the beginning, you know, people were super nervous, you know, like people with underlying mental conditions, you know, asthma, were nervous about taking care of patients just because they, you know, were immunocompromised. But, as things progressed and more people were coming in positive, we just kind of got used to it. You know, I missed about 2.5 weeks of it. So I got sick on March 19th. I went into work and then I started feeling like my heart was racing. It was like my heart rate was like 130 and I had backaches and I started to develop a headache. And so I took my temperature. I didn't have a fever, but I called work health safety and I went home. And then it just progressively got worse. Like, I'm thankful that I didn't have any of the really severe symptoms, like, you know, and as I describe as it, I wasn't dying, but it really sucked. You know, I just was overwhelmingly tired. I had a headache that wouldn't go away. I lost my taste and smell, like 3 days later. And, you know, when you're home and you can't go outside, the one thing you might look forward to is eating. And so I couldn't taste or smell anything. You know, it's funny. I took a sip of my boyfriend's beer and I was like, I can't taste anything, you know? And then, so that was 11 days. So that really sucked.
When you're looking back, was there a moment where you're like, oh, I might've been exposed then? Or is it a situation where you're probably exposed all day, every day, and you have no idea when you even picked it up?
Right. I mean, in general, we're exposed to things all the time. You don't really know how much immunity you build up just by being around it. But I think I got it from my boyfriend, and which is funny because you're around it all day, and because he had it first. But you know, when I went back, it seemed way worse. Like, I'd say we tested everybody, and I'd say half the people were positive, even people with no symptoms. And then the kind of the attitude was like, everybody was taking care of patients. It didn't matter if you were immunocompromised.
That's crazy, because we saw it on the news and we heard people saying the hospitals are nuts. And then there was other people saying, no, it's all hype. But it was really crazy for you. And it was crazy for the hospitals, right?
Yeah. I mean, I felt like everybody had it, you know. It's just, and then you see like people coming, you know, if someone's confirmed positive, they're supposed to come call before they come in, and we have to stop an elevator and call, you know, it's like this process. And I feel bad for the patients. I mean, not just because they're sick, but because there's this, almost like this stigma sort of like, you feel like Typhoon Mary, you know? And so I be gowned up, and people were kind of keeping their distance from the patient, which is a good thing. But then I would go in the room and I would be like, look, I had it too, you know? And so it was kind of a relief for them. And it kind of made me want to take care of all the patients who were positive, because I felt like it really kind of made a difference for me.
You connected in a different way with them, I'm sure. And just so you guys know, Elaine and I, and we're in high school, we've been friends since we grew up in a small town in Ohio together. I adore her. I stay with her in New York City all the time when I go do the Wendy Williams show out there. She's so good to me. But like, our plan in high school was to go be the new cheerleaders on Saturday Night Live. Like, her plan in high school is not to go be like a delivery nurse and live through a global pandemic. Here she is. She's battled COVID-19. She's back. She's saving lives again and taking care of people. And we're so appreciative of that. Before we let you go, Elena, I just want to know, how are you doing? Like, mentally, how are you?
Yeah.
So I am okay. I didn't, you know, it's one of those things when you're busy, you just kind of go through the motions and you don't really have time to think about it. And I was off for a few days and I was supposed to go to work on Monday, and something happened in my mind. Like, I don't know. I just was feeling uneasy all day, and I just like started to breathe funny. And I was having a panic attack, and I was just like, I can't go to work tomorrow. I don't know if it was just being away from it and then realizing I have to jump back in, but you know, I hadn't really experienced anything like that before. And so I guess it's sort of PTSD. I know they're changing the definition now, but I guess I didn't know how I would feel. And it just kind of was overwhelmingly debilitating. And so I called out sick and I felt bad about it, but I don't know, I couldn't do it. So, but I'm back mentally. I'll be back on Thursday, so.
Oh, well, we appreciate you and you and nurses everywhere. I know you can't do it now, but when this is all said and done, give some hugs out for us. Just pass some hugs around New York City when you're allowed to, or like an air five, maybe that's better.
Yeah. Thank you for everything. And honestly, even if you aren't mentally better on Thursday, we're going to be thinking of you, because you have every reason to not be all there right now. I mean, you're literally in the middle of a pandemic taking care of everybody. And I hope that doesn't get lost on you. And we really appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Happy Nurses Week.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.